Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Creative Confessionals Podcast. I'm Kelly Taylor.
And I'm Maddie Rose.
And we're just a couple of creative gals sharing our knowledge, or lack thereof,
of the entertainment industry and all things creative.
So thank y'all for listening. Before we get started on our episode, which is our season end episode, we like to play a little game called Rad Thing, Bad Thing. So Maddie, why don't you kick it off? I think I might know what both are this week, but let's just, for our audience, let's just entertain them and tell us what your rad and bad was of the week.
We'll start with the bad and end with the good. So my bad thing this week is that I have been sick and on my ass for the past 6 days. Yeah, it is thankfully not COVID. I got my brain swabbed to find that out. But I have been sick with a mystery illness. And I'm taking all the steps. I've talked to my doctor. We're doing some blood tests and some other tests, and we're trying to figure out what the hell happened. But basically, yeah, I've been sick and on my ass for the past 6 days, which has sucked balls. Yeah, it's not been a good time. So sweet baby Jakey and my sweet little kitty cat Freddie here taking good care of me, and my mom. My mom is an absolute fucking saint. Someone needs to give that woman an award for raising me and having me and taking care of my sick ass. I was so sick, I literally had to go to my mommy's. Aww. Which was delightful. She took very good care of me. Yeah. But yeah, that was my bad of the week. And going with the theme of sickness, if you will, my rad thing is that guess who's getting vaxxed tomorrow?
Yay!
Yeah. I have an appointment to go get vaxxed tomorrow. And I'm super excited. And by the time this episode airs, I will have hypothetically been vaxxed.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah. So those are my bad and rad of the week. And what about you, Kel? What are your rad and bad, or bad and rad, however which way you'd like to play this today?
So for the sake of content, we'll start with the bad. So speaking of getting vaxxed, when it opened up for essential workers on the provincial site to get your vaccination, I spent 2.5 hours on that site, and I was able to book my appointment a month later. Mm-hmm. Because the entire province was booking as well. There's also a siren going on.
That siren tells you just how awful of a situation it has been here in Ontario. For anyone who doesn't know, here in Ontario, the vaccine rollout has been atrocious.
It's been a shit show.
Yeah. But shout out to vaccine hunters on Twitter. They have been super helpful about trying to get everyone vaccinated and talking about pop-up clinics and where they are and things like that. So if you haven't already done so, definitely go check them out. And, you know, shout out to all of our lovely nurses. It is also Nurses Week. I'm totally interrupting your bad and rad, but it is Nurses Week.
That's totally fine. Definitely give the nurses a shout out. Yeah, no, definitely give a shout out to the nurses. They fucking rock. Everybody who's working frontline healthcare workers in this pandemic, y'all are amazing. So I booked my vaccine, which was great, a month ahead of time. But I do work at a pharmacy. My owner texted me saying that if you want to be on standby, we're going to get some walk-in vaccines. I can put you on the list. And I was like, okay, great, cool. So I was all excited to get my vaccine today, being like, great, I'm getting it, you know, 4 weeks ahead of time. And then halfway through this afternoon, he texts me saying, sorry, it looks like we're just getting the online appointments only. We're not getting walk-in vaccines. The little roller coaster of like a little glimmer of hope. It's like, yeah, I got my appointment. Oh, but it's a month away. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get it early. Oh, wait, no, now I'm not. So that's my bad thing. But like I do when anything in my life hits the fan, I have whiskey and pizza. That is part of my rad thing. But the bigger rad thing is that we filmed part one of Thank You X.
Yeah, we did.
Really fucking rad. We had a really great day of filming. And I honestly thought we weren't going to get done in time because my anxiety was racing because I had to go to work after. And I was like, no, this isn't looking good. And we did it. And I feel really great about it. And I had so much fun. And shout out to Corrine, who is a fucking bomb ass director of photography. Made everything go by so smoothly. And we all had so much fun. We were all able to do it safely, and it was such a good time, and I'm so happy. I feel like a chapter has closed, and I'm able to move on with the rest of the show now.
Absolutely. And you did such a great job. We had such a good day. We got everything done quickly and efficiently, and I'm super proud of the work that we put out.
Yay, teamwork.
Yeah.
So this is our season end episode. I think at this point we've had, I think I counted 23. We might be at 24. I'm not quite sure. But yeah, we started this little project back in December, I think. I think it was before Christmas. I think we even started this little little thing. And we started it thinking it was going to be like a little side hustle project. Maybe do a couple episodes and that was going to be it. And I honestly thought I wasn't going to get past two episodes of being able to edit everything. But we've done 23 episodes so far, and we're not done yet, y'all. We're going to be back.
Yeah, we're totally going to be back. The reason we are taking a wee little hiatus between our season one finale and our season two premiere is Kelly and I are working on another little project. Kelly's one-woman show called Thank You X, which we will promote the shit out of. Don't you worry, you'll be able to catch it. But I'm directing. Kelly is obviously acting, producing, starring, writer, all things extraordinaire in it. And we just need a little bit of time to get that one cooking a little bit, but we will absolutely be back afterwards.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of fun moments on the show. Are there any in particular that stand out for you?
Yeah, I think it's been really fun having our amazing friends be on this podcast. Having each and every single one of our guests on this podcast was really awesome, because our lovely friends and co-creators, co-creative people, if you will, said yes to being on our podcast. And a couple of them asked us if they could be on our podcast. So it was really cool being able to obviously share this experience with you, but also share this experience with all of our lovely creative friends. We had Monique Danielle on this podcast. We had Natalie Morgan. We've had amazing Rosie Cosgrove from the other side of the world. The pond. Yeah.
I love you, Rosie.
So much. Come back to us, please.
So many amazing. Oh, she's living her best life in the UK right now.
Yeah, maybe we should go visit her instead. Yeah. Instead of her coming here, we'll go there.
I think we should just move there. Yeah, I think what I take away from this is the feedback we've gotten from people. Because like I said, it was supposed to be like a little side project. I wasn't thinking anything of it. I thought, who the fuck is going to listen to us? And why would they, after listening to us for like more than 5 minutes, ramble?
Right.
Let's be real. That's what we do. We spend the first like 10 minutes rambling about our lives. Primarily that has nothing to do with the arts. Sometimes it does, because life imitates art, and sometimes a rad and bad has to do with the arts. Yeah, just the feedback. I love getting the text messages and then the Insta comments about people, you know, saying thank you for talking about this. Thank you for talking about typecasting. Somebody texted me saying thank you for talking about girls with curly hair. Yeah, why is every girl I see in a movie or a TV show have straight hair? Or even the name thing. Thank you for talking about names, because we all have different names that we go by. And that's a real thing. And yes, the feedback we're getting is all from fellow creatives, but I love that that means that what we're doing is relatable, first of all.
Yeah.
And I love that the feedback we're getting is from people that aren't in my, I don't know about you, but aren't in my direct life. They're not the people that I'm saying, listen to us, please listen. I'm begging you. Like I've said, I can't even make the joke that my parents listen to us because they don't know how to work Spotify. Whereas my mom calls it spoofity. So
I love that. That's the most mom thing to say.
And my sister sometimes listens to us, but you know, that's kind of it. So thank you, random people that, I mean, I don't mean to say random, but thank you people who listen to us and listen to us every week and feel a connection with what we're talking about and feel like we're relatable.
Yeah, I think we need to clarify here too, that it's not that we started this podcast or this project thinking like, no one's going to listen, let's just do it.
Yeah.
It was more that sometimes as a creative, you have projects that you absolutely pour your heart and soul and blood and sweat and tears into, right? It is that first time that you produce, or you maybe get that part that has been your dream role forever, or you get that role that really resonates with you. And sometimes you pour your heart and soul into things. And then if you get a bad theater review on that or a bad critique on that, it is absolutely devastating. You have no idea where it's going to go. And it's not something that you started thinking, this is my life's work. And that's kind of how we started this podcast, is we started it thinking, this could be fun. Let's see where it goes. And then to have it sort of have any sort of success is really exciting.
It's really exciting. At the moment of us recording, we're at 570 downloads, plays, listens. Still don't really know what that number means or the proper terminology for it. Again, I'm just an actor. I'm acting as a podcaster is what I'm doing right now. But yeah, I mean, I think also too with the theme of the podcast, it's very niche. It's very niche. So you're basically counting on other creatives listening to you and being able to relate. And the thing with that is that I think in 2020, when we started this, everybody was doing something. Everybody was doing some sort of virtual project because we're all creatives. And we've discussed before, mm-hmm. we need to keep that creative part of our brain going somehow. So if it's not performing on stage regularly, whether it's not making a film, we're going to figure out a way to do that, which is exactly what we did with this podcast, was we're going to figure out a way to be creative and for people to hear us. And I think everyone was feeling that and doing that. So I kind of felt like there's a good chance that our little podcast is going to get lost in the shuffle because our target audience is our peers. And I was very surprised to hear that a lot of our peers listen to us and relate to us. And that's really dope. And speaking of it being niche, we had our first review for our podcast, which was very interesting.
Yeah, we did. We did. That happened.
He actually said that we were very niche and he couldn't figure out what we were about. And he gave us a 5.5 out of 10 star rating. For those of you that don't do math very well, that's about a 55% rating.
That's a pass, dude.
Yeah, it is a pass. And it's actually a higher rating than I would give my last relationship. So that's a compliment. So thank you. Thank you for that. I feel like this is a really big compliment. But seriously, though, he gave some really good feedback and little tips here and there for us to move forward. And I felt like he genuinely wanted to like us. He just couldn't relate to us. So, I mean, again, that kind of validates that I feel like we are a very niche podcast and we are targeted more of a creative audience, which is fine by me. We've always said that muggles just don't really understand creative minds. And we are, like we discussed in previous episodes, we are all just on an island of misfit toys.
So much. Yeah.
It's been wild. And I feel like our podcasting skills have kind of upped their games a little bit. I remember us.
I think so.
Episodes, we used to write out like a little, I don't know what to call it, like a little itinerary.
Like a breakdown?
Like a little breakdown. Yeah. And it would be like the intro. And then it would have Maddie's rad thing, Kelly's bad thing. And I would write things, Maddie says a thing, Kelly responds. And I would be looking at my notes being like, I'm going to respond to what she just says. And then I think it was actually after a night of whiskey drinking, we did an unexpected episode. I don't remember what episode it was, but I remember that we had a guest who did a last minute cancellation. And you and I decided to Zoom anyways and just hang out and
shoot the shit. Yeah.
Shoot the shit. And halfway through, as we were both drinking, we thought, why don't we just hit record and see what happens? And it didn't suck. As people have pointed out in their emails and texts to us about our podcast, it didn't suck. So you know what? If it's not broke, don't fix it. So we kind of just kept it at that. I mean, we don't drink whiskey on every episode. Having that said, I'm doing it as we speak. So things might be interesting.
I would be doing it too, but still a little sick. So don't really want to add drunk on top of that. Or do I? That could be fun.
We'll do a follow-up episode of Maddie's decision and the reaction. Yeah, and it's been really fun having our friends on and being able to reconnect because we haven't seen anybody in well over a year. You know, this is a fun way of being able to say like, hey, let's catch up. And I feel like it's been a nice little balance of catching up and then also being able to help everyone and promote their shit, essentially.
Absolutely. I miss my friends and I miss my creative community so badly these days. So it was a nice way to connect with other creatives and connect about being creative. I mean, it's nice to see our friends as friends and shoot the shit and see how they're doing and see who's, you know, how everybody's handling the situation and what has changed over the past year and almost a half. But it was also really nice to talk creative, talk shop about the thing that we all love to do, talk about acting and producing and creating and all of the amazing topics that we talked about with all of our lovely, lovely friends. That's something I'm really looking forward to on the other side of this pandemic is, first off, hugging all my friends because your girl needs some human contact.
Oh yeah.
But second off is just being able to do the thing that I love and talk to other people about doing that thing that I love, which is acting and producing and creating amazing things.
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually hoping for when this whole bullshit is over and we're able to be in the same room together, have people quote unquote in studio with us, you know, like, let's have us all in the same room record. Let's take the screen away from that and let's just record and see what happens. And it might be really fun and interesting to see what happens when we're all together again, talking about the arts and being creatives.
Yeah, since we're all about manifesting in this podcast, is there anything that you want to see for season two? Anything that we want to manifest for season two? Or what would our ideal season two situation be?
Oh, human contact for sure. Like,
yeah,
totally. God, even having you in the same room with me when we record would be fucking dope. Yeah, for season two, I don't know. I would love more suggestions from our listeners because I know y'all are out there. And you're asking to be on our show and you're saying you loved our episodes and whatnot. Tell us, what would you like to see? Are you an artist and you want to be on our show? I would love to see different kinds of artists on our show too. Different kinds of creatives, not necessarily in the performing sense, because as we've discussed, as a creative, it is this giant tent of different hats. So you don't have to be a performer to be on our show or to be considered a creative. If you are a visual artist, be on our show. If you are a designer, if you are a fucking gamer, if you are a TikToker, you are a creative. If you feel like you belong in the aisle of miscellaneous toys at Toys R Us, you belong on our podcast.
It's not just teddy bears, but it's like I have a platypus that is my stuffed toy that I still have from when I was a kid. And I think that's the aisle of misfit toys in Toys R Us. Give me a platypus, give me a beaver, give me a like anteater or triceratops. Give me the weird animals.
Yeah, like I feel like you have like the Barbies, the action figures, the teddy bears, and then like miscellaneous. And some of those are like the best fucking toys, man. I have so many toys that I'm like, I don't know where the fuck this came from, but I fucking love it.
Oh yeah, my platypus is my favorite. He's like kind of long. So anytime I'm in pain, particularly when my uterus is like, I'm going to try and claw my way out of your body right now. He can like cuddle me and also like be on my uterus at the same time. And it's great.
My whiskey does that to me.
Yes, whiskey is also very helpful when
it cuddles me and it tells me everything is going to be okay.
It keeps you warm.
It keeps me warm at night. Jack Daniels is seriously the only man I can trust.
Yeah, I prefer Johnny Walker myself, but also I have a friend named Johnny Walker. So
might get a little complicated. Yeah.
Usually does.
I want to manifest getting a dog and naming it Whiskey.
Ah, I love that. Yeah, let's play this game. What do we want to manifest for ourselves? Ooh, maybe we should manifest for each other. Let's do that first.
Oh, so you actually had an audition to be a superhero, and that's really interesting because you had said on a previous episode of podcast that you wanted to play a superhero and you had an audition for that. So yay, manifesting.
Yeah, that is totally one of my goals in life is that I want to manifest, that I want to make happen is to play a superhero, to play multiple superheroes, really. But we'll start with one.
I mean, I want to be a My Little Pony, and I definitely want to manifest more animation in season two of our little podcast when I'm done filming our show and I can fully embrace voice acting again. I really want to just go for it all. And you and I were talking earlier before we were recording that, like, I feel like I'm just done with the mundane bullshit of life in general done with this Jojaw bullshit, like dealing with fucking Karens and Kens all day. Like, I am ready for my career to fucking start.
I want to manifest that for both of us, really all creatives in general. But since we're going to keep it local here, we'll keep it to the two of us. I really want to manifest that we can both stop having to do Jojobs sooner than later. And I adore my Jojob. I know you adore yours at certain times too. And there are definitely worse Jojobs out there. And if my boss is listening to this, as he does on occasion, thank you. Thank you for listening to this. If you are, Mark, love you. Love the store. Would love to manifest no more Jojobs for either of us. I also, though, want to manifest for you. I want to see you do more. You produce so much and you do so much for the community that I want to see you do your stuff. Like focus on your animation voice and do more individual stuff as opposed to production acting. And big acting. As opposed to like big production stuff that benefits the community and everybody else. Cause girl, you've paid your dues there. So I want to see you play My Little Pony. I really want to see you play like a pixie or a fairy of some kind.
Oh,
I think you'd
so
be super dope at that. I also really want to see you play some sort of like unrecognizable creature, some sort of like alien. Amoeba or something. Like an amoeba or an alien or something along those lines. That's what I want to see for you.
See, it's really funny because before we started this little podcast and before we started Thank You X, I was talking to a friend of mine who is actually a friend of Jason's who we had on our show. And he's a lovely, lovely human. I had this idea for a cartoon series or a cartoon short, I don't know, with this little alien. And I had this idea to like voice as many characters as I could in it. And I went to him with the premise. I was like, this is going to sound stupid, but I have this idea. And he was like, yeah, no, that sounds really cool. And so I think in like December or January, I sent him like a skeleton of like the premise of it. And he's such a lovely, lovely human. He's also busy doing his own thing. So he got back to me with like his little really fucking dope outline of the whole thing. And I was like, oh, this is so great. Let me read it over. Because you give it like a once over read and then you need to reread it a couple of times to kind of catch things here and there and do some edits. And I said I was going to do that. And I got as far as printing the script, but we were already like knee deep in rehearsals for Thank You X and the podcast. And my overwhelming, overcapacitated brain was just like, enough, you can't do it anymore. So I've had this outline of a script sitting on my chair. It's sitting there as we speak. So if you are listening, Morgan, I have not forgotten about the script and I have not forgotten about you. I will get to it eventually. So speaking of creatures, I was thinking about writing something like that. And as we were talking before this podcast, I'm kind of ready to start submitting pilots for things, you know, trying to maybe take that on a little bit and see where the road to episodic things takes me. But I want to see more writing from you. That's what I would like to see in the second half of this year of our creative confessionals journey. I want to see more writing and you taking on more hats. Because you've taken on so many different hats this past year. And I remember you saying to me 2 years ago that writing and directing are two things that you have no interest in doing whatsoever.
Yeah.
And you I remember saying both of them. And you have done it very well, my dear. So
thank you.
I would love to see you explore those hats a little bit more and see where that takes you.
Yeah, I'm finding a little more joy out of writing lately and this past year. And it's a hat that I never sort of thought I would wear. My grandmother is a writer. She is quite a brilliant writer. Pam Hobbs is her name, if you have any interest in looking up her work. But my grandparents have the cutest story. They were travel writers and my grandmother used to write the articles about the places they traveled to and my grandfather would take the pictures. And I just think that's like the cutest little story ever. But so my grandmother is a writer. And I thought that I had like skipped that gene or whatever. And so I just never associated myself with writing and thought, no, that's, you know, other people in my family are very talented and very good at that. I'm not one of those people. And then I started writing this year and I thought, oh, okay. I'm kind of enjoying this. I'm very shy about sharing my little bits of writing work, but when I do get the confidence to share it, people seem, I'm quite pleasantly surprised how folks are responding to it and seeming to enjoy it. And maybe I'm funny, like I'm writing some comedy stuff and getting quite a few laughs lately. So yeah, I'm sort of enjoying that. And I would like to see more of that from me too. I'd like to see it go somewhere. I'd like to see something of mine go somewhere beyond the friend and family indie space.
You and me both.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that the creative dream in general? Really?
Pretty much. People don't realize how vulnerable writing is.
Yeah. I think the more positive feedback you get too, and not to say there's anything bad with negative or thought provoking, like critical feedback.
Good, but yeah, it helps, especially when you're starting out, like the positive feedback or the constructive criticism in a positive light helps mm-hmm. you for sure. Yeah, feeling that if you have like the good hands to hold, it can become less vulnerable.
Less terrifying. I think it's still just as vulnerable, but less scary. You feel a little less like...
Less scary. Like, it's still vulnerable, but you get less scared of the vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a really great run the past couple months, y'all. Like, I'm actually really sad for this to come to a little bit of an end of an era, if you will, but...
But like a temporary end. We will
be back. A little hiatus. We got to leave y'all one more. You got to miss us a bit. And then we'll just come back stronger than ever. So please don't forget about us in this little hiatus. And if this is your first time listening to us or you just started listening to us recently, y'all, we have like 23 episodes. So if you start from the beginning and work your way up, and if you do that every week, by the time you're done, we'll be back. And it's like
you're left.
We'll still be in your ear holes. So please don't forget about us. Yeah, we have a lot of really great podcasts that we listen to. So we will actually link some of our favorite podcasts. And maybe we'll do that on our Instagram as like a fun little weekly thing, you know, just to keep y'all's attention going so you don't forget about us. Support indie artists and indie creatives.
Yeah, support local artists, support your local artists and your local community. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at Creative Confessionals Podcast. That way you know when we'll be coming back from this little hiatus. And you can also find all of our guests that we've had previously. And you can go and look through our Instagram, and we tag them all always. So be sure to go back and follow all of them. And follow us, because you know us. You love us. I'm at rose.madeline on Instagram. And Kelly, you are...
I'm at It's Kelly Taylor.
Yeah. And you can find that in the bio of our Instagram page at Creative Confessionals Podcast as well. Yes. So yeah, give us likes, give us follows, send us comments, interact with us, because we're going to miss you guys. But don't worry, we will absolutely be back. And by the time we are back, hopefully we will both be vaccinated. And hopefully this pandemic will be even closer to ending. And on that note, on a fun rad to leave you on, Broadway opens up on September 14th, which means there will be theater this year.
Theater is alive again. I'm so happy. Ugh. Yeah.
A number of shows.
Yeah, a number of shows are opening. Wicked is one of them, which is my all-time favorite musical in the world. My dream has been to perform in New York and then go see Wicked on Broadway. And I've seen Wicked like 4 times. Never on Broadway, but I've seen it like 4 times. I love it. Mm-hmm. So I don't care if I have to get rush seats to see that show. I'm so happy that I know that I will eventually someday get to see it. And hopefully that someday is when I'm also performing in New York. So let's manifest that.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the meantime, don't forget to manifest your own shit for yourselves, our dear, I was about to say viewers. You know what? Season 2, we will get this. Our dear listeners.
On some things. They're viewing us on, right? on our socials, I think.
Yeah, that's what we'll tell ourselves.
I don't know. Maybe they're viewing us in their minds. That actually sounds creepy. Never mind.
Yeah.
All right. Well, until next season.
Until next season.
Listen to you next week. Oh my God. I thought I was going to have it. No, we will.
Again, I still want to say we'll see you next week. Well, like there's no eyeballs anymore. Involved here. It's not next week. No, but soon. Week. Soon. Soon.
Y'all just subscribe to us and you'll get a little notification. But until then, stay safe, get vaccinated, and wear your goddamn mask. And like we always say, don't be a dick.
Don't be a fucking dick.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.